At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba 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 boo.
Seriously.
Alice, thank you. You like it? I know you love my dance moves. You don't have to. It's
You're
okay.
already
it's
attractive
right.
enough without dancing. Okay.
Thank you. Oh. Bob's Movie Club, you guys. It's Alice at 97.3. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club. That happens every couple Thursdays, you know, here and
Listen,
there.
Listen. Yes. Let me tell you something.
Oh no.
I started the movie last night.
Now, you've already seen this movie.
I saw it forever ago.
See, John has also seen it, and he was like, nah, I've already seen it. I don't want to see it. I'm like...
Oh, he... Well, then I had no memory of it. Like, I remember the overall theme, you know, the time travel and Jack the Ripper. I remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
This movie not only takes off from go, like, there's a moment where you're like, these guys, they're talking, and then it just... I didn't realize they jump right into it.
All right.
And then we are in 70s San Francisco.
I didn't even realize that.
It's amazing.
Mm.
I loved it. I'm looking at the streets of like, you're looking at a snapshot from the 70s.
And it really is the 70s because isn't this a 1979 movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching it, but John refused to watch it with me this weekend, so I'll have to do it on my own time.
And the other thing... The movie effects are so cute, and by cute I mean so horrible, but cute.
save it for Thursday.
I'm just gonna blow my whole load
no,
right
no,
here.
No, don't do it.
I
Did you
love
watch
the way
thing already?
No,
okay.
Not even close. Oh. But there's moments where you're because we're so used to now seamless.
Yes.
Absolutely seamless green screen, yeah. Computerized
Looks
effects.
Absolutely real.
There's not. This is, it looks like they finished the film.
Yeah.
Then they were rolling the film and had someone with a weird flashlight do some things while filming the film.
Uh-huh.
And then someone's putting effects in between the filming of the film while they're not part of it.
Mm.
They're on top of it
mm-hmm.
in a way where you're like, what the? Mm. That's the best they could do at that time.
There just wasn't a lot going on. Nobody even had laptop, personal computers. At
it's
all.
So throwback. I'm just want to. There's a tease for you that this is worth a look just because it's San Francisco in the 70s,
yeah.
And we're. I mean, it's Silicon Valley. Like this is where this stuff.
They all watched that movie and said something's got to be done about that.
Exactly. ILM right down the street.
Yeah.
Like those people would probably get a kick out of seeing this because it is.
That's funny.
Classic.
Mm.
Time After Time.
Time After Time is this week's movie. So you have until Thursday at 6 a.m. This time on Thursday, we'll be doing Bob's Movie Club. So get yourself caught up on that one and join us. You're ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club. Are there any stars in this?
Well, Malcolm, the main guy, is a big star.
He plays Jack the Ripper?
No.
Oh, is he like an investigator?
He's H.G. Wells, the inventor.
Oh. He's the guy who invented the time machine.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays Jack the Ripper? Is it someone known or?
He's such a small part of the part that I've seen.
You don't recognize him though?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
And then Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, that's
is
right.
The main woman.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
And she's in the third Back to the Future movie. That's where I know her from. And there's some other classic actors in it who I'm not super familiar with, but I'm sure you guys are.
Yes, because we're old.
David Warner.
That sounds familiar, but maybe not. Maybe I'm too young for that. Anyway, Bob's Movie Club, every couple of Thursdays. It's been wonky because there have been vacations and all kinds of other stuff since Bob came aboard, but
we're back, baby.
We'll get in a rhythm with it. Let's see. I'm going to start with, speaking of George Lucas and special effects, the Do you recognize the name Ahmed Best? And if you do, can you tell me who he played in one of the Star Wars movies? He is possibly the most hated character in the history of Star Wars.
So he is...
Jar Jar Binks?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
He was a 26-year-old when The Phantom Menace came out in 1999, and he literally almost took his own life over... And this is, I mean, social media was not what it is now. Was there even MySpace? I guess maybe there was MySpace in 1999. But the hate was so bad, he literally almost took his own life. He had actually put on a suit, did all the motions, and did the voice for Jar Jar Binks. So Jar Jar was just superimposed over whatever performance he had done.
He did the voice?
He did the voice, and he did the, he moved the character. So a couple years ago, there was a Disney Plus, well, I don't know if it was Disney Plus at the time. There was a documentary out called Light and Magic, and it was like maybe 3 or 4 parts, and it was a deep dive into industrial light and magic, and a lot of the people, in fact,
the early making of the Star Wars movies.
Yes, in fact, the woman, a friend of mine, Jean, who created Jar Jar Binks, as someone told her what to create, she is one of the people who's in that. And I think she kind of talks about this. So now in this new season of it, it opened back in April. I don't know why this is a story now, because this has been on since like middle of April.
What has?
This new season of Light and Magic. It's just another deep dive behind the scenes. So this Ahmed Best guy says, I thought it was my fault. I was 26. What should have felt like the beginning of something quite wonderful felt like the end. One night he finds himself on the Brooklyn Bridge. He's like, I don't even remember how I got there. He steps to the outside of the bridge and he's holding on to one of the pillars or leaning onto a pillar. So there must be a place to stand. And he thought to himself, I'll show every single one of them what y'all did to me. I'm going to make every one of you feel what you did to me. Which is, what a horrible thing. He's playing a character. Not even a character that looks like him. Like, dude, stop telling people you're that guy. That's all you have to do. But I guess maybe enough people knew.
Well, go on.
He was just about to end it all when a gust of wind blew at him and almost knocked him off the bridge. And he, instead of going with it, he resisted. He grabbed a hold of the pillar to keep from falling. And he said, I got happy that I was afraid. It meant that I wanted to live. That's got to be a moment. Even to not have jumped, but to sort of have come to that precipice has got to be one of those things where you're just like, you're in the moment making a choice.
Yeah, it's what's here. Here's what's really sad about this, in my opinion. It's not that, I mean, look, you should be prepared to, when you play a role in any project, that you are a role player. Mm-hmm. And that you'll do it to the best of your abilities, but you don't get to decide if this film gets great reception or is panned or
right.
Like, that's just part of being up in front of people. There's people who've loved this show for many years. There's also people who've written, you suck.
Yep.
And you have to be able to keep going through that and just decide. That's comes with the territory.
And those voices always feel the loudest too.
Well, like they're very pointed.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, there they are, nestled amongst people who like the show, care about the show, recognize that we're human beings with feelings, you know, those kind of people. And then there's always that one mean comment that really just, you know, is you feel it more than the love.
So the joy in radio is the immediacy of it all. We're on now. We're live broadcasting
right
from
now.
Downtown San Francisco.
No
this
do-overs.
Is us. Right. When you make a film, especially if you're someone up and coming and you get a role and like
in a Star Wars film,
this has happened to every person in radio too, that I've got to look an interview at this market, this thing I'm going to go. Oh my God. There's all this buildup, but at least in radio, you've had that you suck from the very first shift you ever did. You know, like,
yeah,
we play AC/DC. I can't. You suck. All right. Well, I can't. Well, we don't play that here. Right. It's Alice 97.3. Stop it.
Yes.
Whatever.
Good vibes and variety.
but no AC/DC.
Right.
I mean, come on.
My point being that here's someone who landed the role of a lifetime and was probably completely over the top with joy for it.
It was like, if I never get another role, I'm going to be able to do Comic-Cons
I'm
for the
in
rest
forever
of my life.
With this thing. And it's just a really big deal in any person's life who's pursued that business.
Young man, too. He was 26 at the time.
So I can understand the disappointment. Like, there's my point about radio was that you kind of get softened up. You get some body blows along the way where at some point you realize, I just got to do my thing and accept that some people aren't going to like it. And it's fine.
Right.
To do a movie and never have been told you suck, and now you've ruined, or according to some people on the internet, you've ruined the greatest film franchise of all time in the history of movies.
I would say
I can see that.
Maybe
people are so dramatic.
They are. It's
like,
true.
Get a grip.
Frankly, it was the little kid who played Anakin Skywalker who ruined that movie, not you,
so
Jar Jar.
Cute. I was a kid. So that movie was... This is one of the biggest complaints about that movie and the prequels in general is that they were aimed at kids. They were aimed at me to get me into Star Wars. I thought that kid was so cute. Jar Jar Binks was annoying, but he was so big and animated. I still remember the like McDonald's toys that we got when that movie was coming out.
And you liked
it was
Jar
so
Jar.
Fun. It was so fun. Well, and I love the Ewoks too.
But there was so much history with those movies and expectations from people.
Weren't the Ewoks from
episode three?
Three. So that was actually
episode six.
Episode six. Yeah, sorry.
So this is back to episode one.
Right. But I'm saying, so the Ewoks, I think, were the first sniff at people going, boo!
Exactly. People are like,
what are you doing?
Is this for kids?
Well, because they were so cute and cuddly that kids did. It's like Grogu or whatever Baby Yoda's name is.
Yeah.
You know, they just, people go like, how dare you try to sell toys? This sucks, Beavis. Just because I was a kid and I got all the little action figures when I was a kid in the 70s. So had you seen episodes 4, 5, and 6? And
nope.
Oh, you hadn't. So the first exposure you have to Star Wars is this episode one. I think it's called The Phantom Menace.
It was aimed right between your eyes.
Yes, I remember
going. How old were you?
4?
I
remember going to the theater to see it.
I can't believe you have any memory of that.
Yeah, I remember we got there late. And so we had the worst seats where you had to sit behind a wall.
Oh.
In our theater in like the back corner of the Regal. And so I had to stand the whole time to see the screen because I was so little.
Because you were little.
Yeah. And it was so exciting. And now Jar Jar Binks is kind of an icon. So
in a way,
it all comes around. You just have to wait it out.
I guess so. Anyway, the dude who played him just about jumped off a bridge.
That's tragic. So I'm glad he didn't.
I know. If you're a big Star Wars fan and you haven't watched the Light and Magic documentaries, they're really good. And it's a lot of behind the scenes footage and a lot of interviews with people who were integral to making these movies. All of them too. It's not just like the second trilogy, which actually is the first in chronological order. But there's a whole new set of them and they're on Disney Plus. I didn't realize that they'd done another like basically season of documentaries, but it's, you know, just obviously they went into the guy who plays Jar Jar Binks. That is frankly, that's where you need to go as a documentary person. You go to the characters that everyone was like, that sucked. Let's talk to that guy.
Right. But I also think that there's an important message there that people, especially people who love these films and, you know, consume them regularly, like they're replaying them and they live in that world and they're, I get it. You consider it yours, but you've truly tortured a human being to the edge of a bridge.
Right.
Over a character in a movie.
Is that what you were going for? I like to think people aren't that jerky.
That just, you know.
I know. It's terrible.
I was speechless when you were telling the story. Like, I couldn't even add anything. It's crazy.
It's so heartbreaking to think that this human being was, and this is before.
And in 1999.
Right, like, not even when, imagine these days, the memes that would have gone around. He's lucky it happened to him then. Okay, I also want to mention that George Lucas, you know, the godfather of all of this, he is going to be at Comic-Con for the first time ever. He's actually going to be headlining a panel on his Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. So, which, by the way, we could have had here, but for some reason we don't. He had a bunch of land like out in Lucas Valley Road, and he wanted to do it there. And then he was talking about someplace on the Presidio that he wanted to do it. And he kept getting shot down. I don't know why they didn't want the money and the tax money, because he's doing it down in L.A. So I think it's opening next year. Do you have photos of this? This is the...
Oh, that's what this building
is?
Yes,
that's what that building is that I sent you. The San Diego Comic-Con. This is his first ever panel, by the way. There's a bunch of people sitting on the thing with him. But this building itself, Vinny, there's what the building... That's the concept drawing for the... Actually, that's it under construction, I believe, because I can see all the construction stuff. It is supposed to open next year. It's sometime in 2026. It looks like the sole of a sneaker. With like a sort of some underbuilt stuff. And then on top, it's solar panels in a really cool rounded array and a living roof. It's really neat looking.
The Lucas Museum is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's called the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. I believe is the name of it. Yeah, that's it. So, but the short, the Lucas Museum.
Can you believe that we somehow let that get built down there?
No.
You would think the Bay Area
would be like, we own him, we love him, we'll keep him.
It has to be here. It has to be.
I know, but no. Oh, from the ground level, it's really cool. There's the two sides are, it really does look like a sneaker sole.
It's very cool.
It's
I love
really,
it.
It's really, really, it looks like a spaceship has landed.
And it's got a half planted top and a half solar top.
It's really neat. Throw a picture of that up on the Facebook page, would you? That'd be great.
You got it.
Thank you. All right. And do I have time for anything else? I really don't. Okay, Vin, what do you got coming up?
People really, really, really love mac and cheese.
Oh,
and
I
more
love
after
it so
these.
Much.
What?
Mm.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles. Oh boy, why didn't that work?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pick Your Day to Outside Lands. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 5:05 p.m. for your code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of one day pick your day tickets to Outside Land, starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and so many more. This is August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Your first chance at Pick Your Day Outside Lands is coming right up.
Less than half an hour from now.
Mm-hmm. Morning clouds possible depending on where you're at, but you'll see plenty of sunshine, mostly sunny in 70s today. Couple spots will be in the mid 80s for the high.
Mm.
But
did you have a hot weekend?
Nice days ahead. Yeah, beautiful though.
Yeah, gorgeous weekend, but beautiful. Not that hot. I was really surprised.
And I got up early both days and went for Saturday I showed up at the ocean.
Yeah.
And the ocean decided not to come.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I saw the one guy in the water, one guy, and I just watched him. I was like, that's what desperate looks like.
Mm. That's maybe when a wave will come. Maybe
I've
it'll come
got
get me.
To just go. I got up. I put all my gear in the car. Here I am.
Saturday's the only day I can do it.
Right. And there he is all alone. Nothing. Mm. But then the next day I went and scored.
Oh,
big
great.
Time.
Good.
And maybe Saturday shook everyone off because I was basically by myself.
Oh my God.
Scoring for 2 hours, which never happens. And I was absolutely, I left there just like, I'm vibrating. I'm so happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So anyway, nice day ahead.
All right.
Okay. Here's what's happening. Oh, can I just do something real quick?
Of course.
I like to read books.
Yes.
We talk about that on the show quite a bit.
What are you reading?
Well, I went to get one of the Holly is one of the characters in Stephen King's world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a few books that include her.
Yes.
And I didn't realize when I got this one book that there's one that predates it called If It Bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read that
yes.
book?
Yes. It's in the collection of short stories, right?
No.
If It Bleeds?
If It Bleeds. No.
Mm. Okay.
I don't
Go
think
on.
So. It's not, it's so far. this story that I'm reading is about a young man who meets an old man who is a man who, in business, made a fortune when he was young, and he's now retired, and he's living in a small town, and this boy comes to his house and reads to him daily and makes some money for it.
Right.
And then the boy, who's grown to really like this old man, says, you know, you've been very generous to me through the years, and I got you a gift. And he hands him an iPhone. And the old man says, I don't want that.
I won't even use it.
I'm not interested in that. And this is at a time when the iPhone was brand new. So, and that's the part I'm getting to.
Right.
As the young man starts to explain how this thing works and shows it to the old man, you're looking at this technology in its infancy, light years beyond anything this old man's ever seen. He's right. Like, you're telling me I can get today's news? He gets the paper and it's two, at least one, sometimes 2 days late. It's old news.
Yeah, because they're all the way up in Maine somewhere, right? In some small town.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So he touches the thing on the Wall Street Journal and he's like, that's not the right news. And he goes, you're right. It's today's news. You've been looking at 2 day old news every time you get it. And the old man starts to go, let me see that.
Mm.
And the next thing you know, he's completely into it. Do you remember this story?
I do remember it.
Okay.
I remember all four. It's a set of
short stories.
Right. And If It Bleeds is the one with, it's actually a longer story in that, right? It's the Holly one.
I'm just following the story. I didn't know there's other stories in there.
Okay.
This is the first story. This is what I got to, but I was just listening as he explained it with that same sense of wonder as the old man's like, you're telling me I can get today's weather. Like, not a very accurate, but yes, today's, you know, but that's weather.
Sometimes accurate, sometimes not. Right.
But anyway, the absolute wonders before us.
So how far are you in there? Because, you know, it is Stephen King after all.
Yeah, I'm not that far.
Okay.
I'm just starting, but as this phone is being explained to him and he's looking at it from an old man's eyes.
Yes.
And he's just the wonder of it all.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah, I remember that first iPhone. I remember that feeling of, well, these apps, what's this all about?
Yeah. And why do I need these? Remember, I got the Koi Fish app and I think I paid for it.
I don't remember the Koi Fish
app.
It
was just, it turned your iPhone into like a koi pond, and there were like fish. You could see them from above and little, I don't know, maybe lily pads and stuff, and you'd like touch them and they'd swim away from you. And then there was like a driving one where you would actually turn your phone to make it.
I don't know that one either, but it's, and here we are at AI. We're now, you know, my partner here at work has a relationship with the guy.
I do. We're friends.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, listen, in the robot apocalypse, I'm going to be the one who had a friend. And I'll be like, you know, cha-cha, he knows me.
It's moved fast, everyone. Very fast.
It certainly has.
All right. This first story here is about how today is National Mac and Cheese Day, and people love it so much. In a new survey, 86% of Americans say it's adult food. It's not just for kids.
It is adult food. You ever have lobster mac and cheese?
You know what I used to do, and I've started doing it again, is no, I haven't had lobster mac and cheese, but I will crush up a can of tuna and put that in there. And so I'm getting my protein.
My mom calls that tuna noodle casserole.
There's just a can of tuna and
tuna noodle casserole. Yeah.
I can see why someone wouldn't like it because tuna is very fishy smelling.
It's
but
delicious.
It goes down easy.
I may have to make that for dinner tonight.
There's some protein for you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's why I used to eat it.
I like mac and cheese. Like sometimes you'll go to a place and they'll have adult mac and cheese, which usually means it has some kind of stupid blue cheese in it. So I'm like, no thanks. But I like it to have a bunch of different kinds of cheeses and stuff in it. Like, but I will say I'll also eat Kraft macaroni and cheese. I just will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you don't like it and then you're making it for your kids and you just start eating it and you're like, oh crap, I ate pretty much all of that. I guess I'll have to make another box for
them. It goes down far too easy.
Mm, it does.
And every parent that started to put on a couple is guilty of that. Well, I made it and they're only going to eat half of this thing. What do I do? Throw it away? No, it's going to be my lunch. Yeah. And then I'm done with all the lunches, except then you're like, why don't these pants fit?
Do I have to go buy new pants?
Someone shrunk my pants.
Our washer must be malfunctioning.
54% of grown-ups eat macaroni and cheese weekly.
Oh, my goodness.
Most
what
of them.
Percent?
Over half, 54%.
Oh, my God. I'm not one of those people.
Well, no, I feel like that's what you're doing for your kids.
So you're saying they're raising kids and making mac and cheese.
I think that's what it would be. Sure. Grown-ups can eat mac and cheese. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but every week seems like a lot. It's not just your pants that are broken. Your scale's broken too, right?
The passion, yeah. The passion is real. 56% say they'd give up coffee or social media before giving up mac and cheese.
Wow. I did not realize the love for mac and cheese ran so deep.
Is that strong? Well, it's an easy, quick make, so I get it.
Yeah.
And it does taste like that's quick reward. Well, tastes really good.
Are we specifically talking about the Kraft mac and cheese?
I use the Annie's version.
Oh, yeah. What I want is the casserole of it with the Ritz cracker, you know, breadcrumb topping.
I don't know that.
Oh, Jesus.
Ritz cracker.
Yeah, I'll do Ritz cracker topping on it.
I don't know that.
If I have Ritz crackers.
I've never had that.
Yeah. You know, it's like with real macaroni that you got out of a box and then you do like real cheese in it and butter.
I never do any of that.
All
I just
stuff.
Take the Annie's box, pour it in, and then just. Yeah.
You
anyway.
Don't think a casserole? I'm surprised, actually.
Well, I just never had it. Mm. I mean, like I said, I'll put some tuna in there to get to turn it into a protein meal.
Top.
She does not like it. You're not a fan. Do you eat mac and cheese regular?
I don't eat it regularly because the boxes are so small and it gives me heartburn now. There's something about it.
Oh, dear. Look
but
at
I do,
you.
I know. I'm getting so old.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Annoying.
Shut your little face.
I had a cookie on Saturday night and I went to have a second cookie and halfway through it, I started to get a headache. I was like, I'm going to be one of those middle-aged people who can't eat sweets.
One of those.
Food. I can't go on roller
one
coasters.
One of those. Oh, that
10-year-old
happens.
Me is going to be so pissed.
Mm. Popping Tums. Good luck to you.
I have Tums by my bed. You just never know when it's going to strike.
Tums were fine when it was because I was drinking all the time, but now it's embarrassing.
Coffee and social media are considered addiction, so you really do love your mac and cheese if you'd give up the other two.
Yeah.
I realize what social media is and how it can be a problem. It's also super cool to see what my friends are doing.
It is. For everything that's bad about it, there's also good stuff, which is why it's difficult.
And I realize as well that I have moved around because of my job, so I may have friends in different locations more so than others.
Yeah.
If you see your friends regular, I can see why you don't want social media.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I don't get to see mine. And you know, so when my friend Scotty posts his kids, I'm like, oh, there they are. There they are.
This is a great reminder that Scotty's out there.
Yeah,
living
they're
in the
on
world.
Vacation doing their thing, and there's his kids, and they're growing up, and I love it.
Mm.
So there's, you know, like...
Heart.
Yeah. It does have some
definitely
redeeming qualities. Yeah. That's one of the things though in the book about the old man that gets the iPhone. He's looking at it and he's like, you're telling me I can see this article in the Wall Street Journal and I pay for it to get the paper delivered late. But you're putting brand new articles up for free. And as an old man who's made a fortune in his life, the character in this book starts going,
I know how to make money off the internet.
If I were a young man today, I would take this money stream and turn it into a... And he already had done that in his
right.
life, but he was
He's
seeing
a rich guy, right?
himself, seeing all the money. And he was already giving.
Wrong.
He was already giving stock advice from the middle of the woods in his 80s. He's like, this Amazon seems to... Like it's going to be a big thing.
Mm, mm-hmm. That would have been a good note to get in like 1998.
Right. 32% of people say mac and cheese is their top comfort side dish.
Yeah.
And 75% eat it the wrong way.
Oh, what's the wrong way?
With a fork.
What are you talking about?
I eat it with a fork.
Absolutely with a
no,
fork.
No, you do not eat
yes,
mac and
with
cheese
a
with a fork. You take the bigger spoon. Like
the big spoon.
The big spoon.
I don't use that for anything.
Yeah, no, the big spoon, and you go.
I think Vinny is like, I think I might need to make him a mac and cheese with like, I like, you need to make it a casserole dish. Like what you're making is like cheap mac and cheese. That's not even mac and cheese. It doesn't even count. If you're making it out of one of those box things, you got to make real mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe your mom has never made you.
My mom's Italian. She would never make mac and cheese.
You know what? Sandy. You let the kid eat Kraft mac and cheese?
Yes, she regularly made a pot of sauce with meatballs and sausage stuff, which this house just every Sunday was like, oh my God.
Heaven. Right.
And all of my friends would be lurking about. Oh, I'm still here. Weird. It's dinner time on Sunday, huh? Yeah, exactly.
I was one of those kids because if I went home, you know what I was getting? Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, my mom would even whip up a quick, to say it, and I can't do it like her, but the quick marinara. Which most of us would say is marinara. But anyway, there's some kind of... Mm.
Don't you ever go, I know you go to the hot bar in Whole Foods.
Until they closed it down for rats and cockroaches.
They have the big macaroni with the crumbly top kind of mixed in and it's super cheesy. Don't you ever grab that?
I can't say I've never had a spoon of that. But the truth is when I go there to the hot bar at Whole Foods, I'm trying to put together something remotely healthy.
Put some broccoli on top of that.
I do.
And then just chow down, baby. Cheese, there's calcium in that. I'm sure there's like some proteins or something.
Monday.
Yeah, what about it?
Happy Monday, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy Monday. We got this.
Oh, boy. We do.
Here's how hard Mondays suck.
Okay, tell me everything.
A new study found they keep messing with us even when we've retired.
What?
Yep. Researchers tested people's hair to see how much of the stress hormone cortisol they'd been producing. The ones who said Mondays were the most stressful day of the week, which is most people, had 23% more cortisol coursing through their veins.
Ooh.
Too much of it can up your risk for heart disease, weight gain, and other issues. And they say the crazy part of this is it continues to be true even with people when they've retired. Mondays.
Wow.
They say... they think it's because the work week stress is so ingrained in us that we don't shake it even after we've had a year or two of retirement. When you've spent most your life stressing about work, school, and the start of the new week, it's just who we become.
Mm.
So if you hate Mondays now, into your 70s and 80s, you'll most likely be like, Monday. Ugh.
Curses foiled again.
Yeah.
Mondays.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Okay, 650. I don't know what you wholeheartedly agree with Sarah on, but I'll just read that because it'll make her
feel
happy.
It's got to be the mac and cheese thing.
I wholeheartedly agree with Sarah.
I think that you're talking about, when you say mac and cheese, you think about Kraft mac and cheese, which is fake mac and cheese. Like the casserole of mac and cheese loaded with cheese and big macaroni and
650 says baked mac and cheese will change your life, Vin.
Yeah, baked.
You know what I don't need?
Baked mac and cheese. I don't need it.
No, I don't. I'm really trying to get this weight situation
you're
under
fine.
Control.
You're fine. You're so hot.
Don't say
stop
that.
It. It's, dad bods are in.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. You get plenty of exercise. You're in great shape.
How does Sarah not weigh 300 pounds? It's not fair.
Well, I do eat a hard-boiled egg every day. Maybe that's my secret.
Is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
You've never sprinkled a little Ozempic on top of that egg?
Well, you don't have to mention that. Jeez.
Best mac and cheese ever is from How You Mackin Truck in Napa. So good. How You Mackin Truck.
How You Mackin Truck. Truck. Oh my goodness. Where is it at? So I gotta
in Napa.
Find out about this.
So good.
They got all different kinds. John always puts like cauliflower and broccoli in it. And then sometimes we'll put tuna in it. That's good. But I like a looser. I like an egg noodle with my tuna casserole. Very specific taste, as you know. I need things to taste the way I want them to.
You can't just have a box of mac and cheese like everybody else.
No.
It's got to be.
I would never.
Yeah, you
I'm
would.
Not, no, I'm not even. I'm telling you, I would not even have mac and cheese if it wasn't baked mac and cheese. Because I don't have kids anymore. Yeah, again, I don't kids. Eat kid food.
I absolutely eat the, I think it's Annie's. Is that the brand?
Yeah. We used to use Annie's.
White
yeah.
cheddar.
The white cheddar.
Delish. Oh, yeah, the shells.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm trying to find this food truck. This What's is it? One thing that could get me to Napa.
How you mackin'?
Yeah, it's not coming up, but I can do some light Googling and find it, I'm sure.
They made a movie out of the Stephen King story called Mr. Harrington's Phone.
Yeah. No, they made, well, maybe, but they made a movie out of one of the other books in this collection, which is The Life of the Guy. I can't think of his name, and I don't have the name of the book in front of me, but one of those is a movie that I think just came out recently.
Whoa. Vin, they made this Stephen King story into a Netflix movie. It's a few years old.
Oh. The Mr. Harrington's Phone. My favorite story, although I loved If It Bleeds, which I think is the Holly Gibney one in that book. The rat is my favorite of all those stories.
The thing was is I had purchased, there's a new book that features Holly, like as it's about Holly.
Oh, there right now.
I don't know if it's brand new. I'm clearly in my own little world with this, but okay. What I'm saying is, and then I found out there were references in the new book, and I went, I'm missing something. And I went looking, and it turns out she's featured in If It Bleeds.
Right.
So that's why I went back and got it.
Yes.
Because I'm like, okay, I want to know.
You're going to freaking love it. And if you haven't read the one that focuses on her, it's with her and Jerome and whatever Jerome's sister's name is. It's so freaking great. It's great. I love all those books. You know, he's got some new book out I just got, but he narrates it, and it seems pretty short. I haven't started it yet. So I don't know how that's going to be. I think it's called Elevation.
I'll do anything that guy is up to.
I'll let you know if it's any good.
707 says, Vinny, last week you talked about the trash strike. It's still happening. My bins have been on the curb since last week. They're setting up garbage drop-off sites around the city. No word on when they will be back to work. Seriously, I did that whole rap like in a moment, but I believe in it. Like, we take so much for granted. I know we were just talking about the iPhone and all that tech. Forget all that. Mm. You want your poo-poo to go away when you flush the toilet.
And you want your trash
to leave on the day it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. I put out my trash yesterday thinking exactly that. It's going to the curb and then it's going away.
Mm-hmm.
I pay them.
And to the men and women who do that, thank you.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Stars posting no makeup pictures. Good idea.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.